USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. Susan Wright, the wife of late Republican Representative Ron Wright, advanced Saturday in a runoff election for Texas's 6th congressional district. The district, which covers some southeastern parts of Fort Worth, is seen as the country's first competitive contest since President Biden took office. Former President Trump has voiced support of Wright. In 2020, he carried the district by 3 points. In 2016, he won by 12. The runoff will be a race between the two top candidates from the special election. Wright will be up against Republican State Representative Jake Elizy, who gained 14.2% of the vote. Strong thunderstorms forecast for Louisiana and Mississippi. As we get into the week, a cold front is expected to move eastward from the plains to the Midwest, with the possibility of severe thunderstorms in Ohio and Tennessee River valleys. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
With vaccination becoming more widespread, Colorado's governor is pushing for children to return to the classroom. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has the story.
There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID-19 now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among younger people, but Governor Jared Polis says that kids belong back in the classroom. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally lower infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Massive May Day marches happened across the globe. USA Radio's Wendy King has some examples.
Today is May Day, and there were marches across the world. A rare sight during the pandemic, large and closely packed crowds with marchers striding shoulder to shoulder. May Day is the International Labor Day, the annual celebration of workers' rights. In France, thousands took to the streets, sometimes scuffling with police. In Germany and in Bosnia, where rallies were allowed, workers vented their concerns over jobs and protections. In Indonesia, thousands voiced anger at a new jobs law that critics fear will reduce severance pay. Protesters in Jakarta laid mock graves on the streets to symbolize hopelessness. Also in Istanbul, riot police stopped many from reaching the main plaza. In Rio de Janeiro, thousands of demonstrators rallied at Copacabana Beach. There were also protests in Brasilia and other cities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Medina Spirit won the 147th Kentucky Derby on Saturday night. Trainer Bob Baffert picked up his 7th Derby win, the most wins by a trainer for the event. It's the trainer's second consecutive Derby victory. Last year, his horse Authentic earned the win. More than 51,000 were in attendance for the event after the venue had no fans in the 2020 race due to the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.